guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today I'd like to talk to you about the secret of Alfa Sud. You know that Alfa Romeo is a really famous and important brand of car manufacturer for Italy and for all the world right now. The Alfa Romeo was born in Milano, so it was a company based in the north of Italy, and the production was always faced to sports, luxury, high quality car, high quality for performance, for material, for technological selection of solution, engineering. So you can find really high quality and developed frame systems of suspension, weight distribution, with a lot of solution, really interesting and very long life solution, because many of them we can still find in some car today after 50 or 70 years after the first development in this brand. During a period in the history of Italy, there was the intention to make a new car factory in the south of Italy. Just the name is Alfa Sud, so it means Alfa Romeo of the south, south of Italy, to produce a car of a level more economic than the top high level range of products. So this car was something smaller and have, even in this case, interesting, really interesting solution. Usually they have front wheels drive, so they have the engine in the front position, but this engine was not a classical engine, four cylinder straight line, it was a boxer engine. So this engine was four cylinder. The first part was 1.2 liter. After it was developed for 1.2, 1.3, 1.5, but we reached even the 1.7 liter. So we have just a range of models from the first Alfa Sud of the 70s. We reached even the Alfa Romeo Sprint, Alfa Romeo 33 in Italian. And we have discarded from the only front wheels drive, we reached the 4x4 transmission, so four wheel permanent drive. And the solution was that starting from the 1.2 liter of the first engine, so about 60 horsepower, we reached with the 1.7 liter and 16 valves, so four valves per cylinder, almost 140 horsepower. The boxer solution, you know, all of us should know the advantage. So the lower weight, the point, the G point are really low, and even the absence of vibration. This car has always the high performance in the mind. Even if they were economic cars, the target was to have economic cars but with high performance, because they had to have the character of the Alfa Romeo. They have even some difficulties because they have problems with the rusting, with the quality, yeah, with the affordable, but never missed the emotion driving this car. Because even if today you drive an Alfa Romeo, an Alfa Sud car, so with the front wheel drive, with the boxer engine, and yes, you can find some problem or rust on the body, I can assure to you that the emotion to drive this car is really high even today. So they were small cars with lower price, yes, with some problem of rust, of the quality of material, but the emotion and the joy of driving this car is really high. And usually the mechanical part are quite simple. So in case you need to go to the garage, to your mechanic, you can find someone that can help to repair and adjust, so you can always run and go with this car. So this video was just to be an introduce to the following video that will be about the models of this factory, the Alfa Sud brand. So front wheel drive, front engine position, or 4x4 drive, smaller car than the Alfa Nord, the Alfa Romeo base headquarter factory, but always really interesting. So let's come on this channel and subscribe to my video and wait for the next video for a dip of each model of this Alpha Suit brand. Thank you guys, bye.